Track 2.
第二音轨
Just for fun.
趣味阅读
Page 10 to page 15.
第十页到第十五页
Fascinating electric animals.
迷人的放电动物
It seems like the whole world is working on new forms of energy, but did you know that some animals can produce electricity?Most of these creatures live in the water. The most powerful of all is the electric eel, which is able to generate 800 volts of electricity.
The electric eel isn't an eel at all. It's a knifefish, and is the only species of its kind. It lives in shallow, muddy waters around the Amazon and Orinoco rivers in South America.It can grow up to 2 meters long and weigh 20 kilograms. But unlike most fish, it must come to the surface of the water for air every 10 minutes.
Electric eel. Like electric eels, electric catfish and electric rays are also quite powerful.Electric catfish live in and around the Nile River in Africa. Though not quite as strong, they can deliver a shock of 350 volts. Electric rays are found worldwide in coastal waters. They use their electric charge of up to 220 volts to stun their prey.
Electric catfish, electric ray. Besides producing electricity,Some animals are able to detect it. In fact, more than 350 species of fish can generate and detect electricity. Why fish? Well, it's pretty dark underwater where they live. They use electricity to move around, communicate, and defend themselves.
Besides fish,The platypus also uses electricity to hunt. Diving underwater for food, the platypus closes its eyes, nose, and ears, and uses its duck-like bill to detect electric signals from freshwater insects, worms, and shellfish.
Platypus.
Whether generating or detecting it, these fascinating animals make good use of electricity.Key words. Energy. Produce. Electricity. Creature. Way. Unlike. Around. Shock. Dark. Communicate. Dive. Fresh water. Shellfish.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Which animal can generate up to 800 volts of electricity? A. An electric eel. B. An electric ray. C. An electric catfish. 2. Where do most electricity-producing animals live? A. On land. B.In the water. C. In the air. 3. What kind of fish is the electric eel actually? A. An eel. B. A catfish. C. A knifefish. 4. Where does the electric eel live? A. Near the Nile River. B.Around the Amazon and Orinoco rivers. C. In coastal oceans. 5. How long can an electric eel grow? A. Up to 2 meters. B. Up to 1 meter. C. Up to 3 meters. 6. Why must the electric eel come to the surface? A. To hunt prey.B. To lay eggs. C. To breathe air. 7. Where are electric rays found? A. Only in rivers. B. In worldwide coastal waters. C. Only in Africa. 8. What do electric rays use electricity for? A. To stun prey. B. To make light. C. To build nests. 9. Why do fish use electricity underwater? A. Because it is cold. B. Because it is crowded. C. Because it is dark. 10. Which animal uses electricity to hunt besides fish? A. The crocodile. B. The platypus. C. The otter. 11. What does the word generate mean in the article? A. To produce. B. To stop. C. To hide. 12. What does the word detect mean in the article? A. To destroy. B. To feel or notice. C. To create.